Hungary's parliament is set to vote today on constitutional changes that critics claim will turn the nation into a dictatorship. Stefan Boss reports from Budapest that the lengthy amendment of an already controversial constitution is expected to be adopted despite protests in Hungary and abroad.
A real constitution, democracy and the rule of law, shout thousands of Hungarians. They rallied in Budapest over the weekend to protest the planned Fourth Amendment since the constitution took effect in January 2012. Demonstrators say lawmakers from Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's Fidesz party want to vote for the changes to strengthen his government's power over all key institutions, ranging from the media, the judiciary and universities, to the central bank and even churches. The changes would also reinstate policies struck down by the Constitutional Court, including restricting election campaigning to only state media, and forcing university students who accepted state scholarships to work in Hungary for years after they graduate. Rights activists also fear the end of religious freedom, as faith groups need parliamentary approval to be recognized as churches. Among the requirements is their collaboration with the state. The Constitutional Court's objections will be rendered invalid. Philosopher and writer Miklós Tamás Kaspar suggested to demonstrators that Hungary will be turned into a dictatorship. He said this constitution violates people's rights and freedom. Is this the government for the people? Earlier, protesters climbed over the fence of the ruling party's headquarters, where an activist warned the amended constitution would also target the most vulnerable people, including the homeless.
In the constitution, there will be that being homeless is a crime.
European Commission President José Manuel Barroso called the Prime Minister Friday to urge him to ensure the constitution respects democratic principles. However, the fraction leader of the ruling Fidesz party, Antal Rokan, rejected international criticism. He says it's not acceptable if others from abroad dictate how the parliament has to vote. Parliament is a sovereign institution. Its accountability is only towards the voters. Yet many of them now wonder whether the government they elected will respect their previously constitutional rights. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.